Right, so I'm with Björn Negelman on the telephone. Hi, Björn. You're
Hi.
the organizer and creator of the Enterprise 2.0 Summit 2014, which is taking place in Paris on the 10th till the 12th of February 2014. So why did you choose France?
Well, Paris is the hotspot of Europe on the one hand side, but no, on the other hand side, we're a German conference maker with different activities also in Germany running on this topic. And at some point, it didn't make sense to have another event on the same topic in Germany. It was always the Enterprise Sales Summit. We started in 2008. It was always meant to be a European conference, and therefore we decided in 2012 to move away from Germany. And as we had already a big French community at the conference in Germany, there was no question about it to where to go but to France.
So this conference is definitely European and not just French nor German. So can you tell us about the European landscape and how varied it is?
So it's everything. The enterprise is always about culture. So therefore, it's also a little bit very much depending on the different local cultural settings on how to do business, and therefore the Enterprise 2.0 projects are very much different in different countries all over Europe. So you've got the lower the Anglo-Saxon projects, more the English-speaking projects, you've got the French projects and the German projects, so they're very much different. But at the end, it's always about companies who are trying to leverage the value out of collaboration, and this is very much interesting for those multinational companies who are starting projects from one local community or one cultural background, but then have to go on beyond their cultural settings, also involve people all over Europe, and this is always the interesting part. So therefore, you got those multinational companies who are really struggling and trying to succeed with those projects. But then you have those different small and medium-sized companies in each country who are started late, but now very moving very much forward and very fast to jump on the bandwagon to also I realize the value out of the collaboration.
So actually that takes us to our next point, which is basically the three different groups of clients using Enterprise 2.0 software. So you told me that there were this first group of first generation projects which were sort of stuck in the middle, to use your expression. So can you expatiate on that?
Yeah, well, that's what we perceived and have seen during the time we're doing the Enterprise 2.0 Summit. So we have those corporate project leads who have been at our conference already in 2008, 2009. They started early, and certainly at that point, a lot of projects, they focus very much on technology, less on cultural change management, and they installed the platform, and they involved the early adopters in their companies. So the Facebook generation, who was very much keen about being on those new platforms, but they are struggling at the moment to get the rest of the company on those platforms. And as they've been initialized, or if they established the project very much from the technology side, they are very much struggling with the cultural development on this point. Then we have a second group, our second generation of projects, also within the multinational companies, who started later, who started in 2010, 2011. They looked at those early generation and tried to learn from those early generations, and they are very much aligned. Most of them, they are very much aligned with big strategic ideas of the top management, where social is just an enabling tool for a much bigger vision they want to realize. For example, merging two different companies together, as we have in the case of Solvay with one of the best practices and Enterprise Social Summit, or for example, realizing the next market challenges, as Bosch, Robert Bosch from Germany, as they are moving towards new customer orientation, and then they need more innovation from the outside, which also is dependent on a much higher scale of internal collaboration to really succeed with this innovation-driven initiative. So this is very much, there is the top management who has got a market vision or a corporate vision that has to be realized, and social is just an enabling tool for this. Mm. And then we have the third group, as I told, as I discussed it earlier, before, it's the small and medium-sized companies who are trying to get their chances within the market. They want to, most of the times they want to use the collaboration also to collaborate also with partners in the market. So they are very much externally driven. So most of the times in the B2B side. And therefore they also want to leverage the potentials of digital and social collaborations to get ahead of the bigger companies. So these are the three groups what we see, who are very much dominant in the field of the project at the moment.
Okay. So this conference will see an attendance of 100 to 200 people, you told me.
Yes.
Now, this is going to be a very difficult question, I know, but amongst this very interesting schedule which we'll share on the blogs with our readers, if there was one thing that you would say is unmissable for those who want to attend the Enterprise 2.0 Summit, what would it be?
So I always don't like the point of name dropping. So if somebody is interested in names, we have some very much interesting names on the program. So he or she just needs to look at the website. So for us, it's really much the concept of the conference. So, and our philosophy is very much about having a strong part of the companies where we discuss lessons learned out of best practices. So therefore, we have one track with only best practices, which are structured by how they enable different business objectives. Like I said before, Bosch and Solvay, who are supporting strategic visions, or we have L'Oreal, who is supporting the business performance improvements, or we have Grundfos from Denmark, who is talking about how they enable process enhancement and so on. So it's very much structured by how they enable something within their company. And then on the other side, we have certainly also experts on the conference, which also fabulous names, but I don't just want to pick out one or two. I want to very much focus on what is the what are those experts talked about, and they are very much on the specific project issues we have at the moment for bringing projects forward. And the key problems we got is how to really systematically do the social adoption process. This is one big topic what we are addressing. And the second topic is how we do the social transformation and what is the design of the of the organization form of the organization and leadership models of tomorrow. So this is also a big topic. And the third thing, this third key aspect of our conference is very much about the aspect that we are trying to do it very much interactively and involve the participant in the conference. So we have on those two tracks, we always have enough time to do some discussions. So it's always drawn by that we have talks and then we have discussion times. But then we have specific interactive workshops and interactive sessions like our LEGO series gameplay sessions where we try to build the landscape of challenges and the landscape of solution approaches to the project. And then we have another interesting workshop with interactive session, which is about world cafe sessions with different tables and experts. We're discussing with the attendees of this session the different aspects of the project management, like how to do the social training and the social skill management, how to do the change communication, how to do the project governance, and so on. And then last but not least, we have the third interactive format is our hackathon, what we're doing already since last year, which is always at the end of the conference. And the idea of this hackathon is really to apply the learn knowledge of that you gained during the conference at the end in a practical workshop. And this is about whether we define an example of a project scenario, and then we have different teams that trying to work on a strategy and an action plan on how to do a project for this business objectives that we defined for the hackathon. So this is very much the key point.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Bjorn, and we're looking forward to a very exciting Enterprise 2.0 Summit in Paris. Thank you.
Thank you.